It's so nice.
Utterly disgraceful.
Oh, how I miss my beautiful shiny metal head!
Right. No cash.
And just what do you think you're doing, shoplifter?
Shoplifter? No, I'm the part-timer. I was simply stocking shelves.
Then what the heck are you wearing that crap for? You'll need a uniform for that.
Yes.
Hey, boss, new hire incoming. Get him what he needs. I need to get back to work.
Karen, you wonderful employee, you. You've already managed to recruit a new hire. You can start training him right away.
What? Me? Train him up? Are you serious?
Who better to teach the newbies than you? I remember how you expertly handled the customers when we got the latest stock. All the famous Freddy Fazbear toy. I expect great things from you, Karen. Otherwise, it's your turn on the line.
Let's get to work, new guy.
So, how are the kids? Not to assume. You just seem to radiate the classic overworked single mother trope.
I ain't interested in making small talk. Now shut up and watch this training video.
Oh, I would love to, but I seem to have come down with a random bout of not wanting to work itis, so I must call it.
Listen, rookie, I can't lose this job, and if I end up getting fired because of your shenanigans, I'm gonna fire you.
And I miss the part where that's my problem.
Open your ears, idiot. I'm gonna fire at you.
No need for the training video. I'm more of a hands-on fellow.
Working retail is no joke, rookie. If you falter for even a second, if you let them even get a whiff of your fear, you'll lose your life out there. Now, rookie, get ready for the fresh hell that is retail! Rookie, take that card and go restock aisle 14.
Is there more to it than this?
Nope. This is the job.
This is it.
This is where I've ended up. Subpar customer service with a frown
in a Walmart.
You get used to it. I mean, hey, look on the bright side. We might be able to retire by the time we're 95.
No! No, I will not stand for this! It's time to inject some creative vision into this Walmart!
The hell are you on about, rookie? Get off your ass and go restock oil!
No!
We're doing this my way.
Oh, this place needs more than just a cleanup.
It needs to be re-envisioned.
Hey, rookie! I told you to clean the floors!
I felt it was important to keep. Think of it as symbolism for the hard-working employees.
Check it out! Why push a dusty old cart around when you can ride in style?
Why is there a little stock of the freaking five biggest toys?
There's absolutely nothing!
They're where they've always been. What?
What the hell is this?
Oh, you've noticed. I've started my revival of Blockbuster. Out with the new, in with the nostalgia.
Huh?
Yahoo! Excellent!
Great. Just what I need right now. Let's just take these idiots out.
Take them out, please! No need for barbaric action. They can be reformed. Wage slaves! Congratulations! You've all been hired to work at Walmart!
What sort of crazy moon talk is he speaking?
Oh, of course, you'll all need training. Here, I made my own 28-hour training video.
Okay, enough! You can't change aisles into blockbusters, you can't change shopping carts into sports cars, and you certainly cannot hire criminals!
I'm simply doing what needs to be done.
Good Lord, what is happening in there?
Should have just restocked aisle 14, like I said. Hope you're fire resistant, rookie.
Someone cooked here.
I love it.
Huh? Oh my God!
The decor in the bathroom is marvelous, and the blockbuster is so nostalgic. And you've even got 4 new hires. That's the highest record ever. Thank you for all your hard work. In fact, I bestow upon you, Deputy Store Manager.
I will wear this badge with pride, sir.
Unbelievable! This ain't even a Walmart anymore!
Oh, not to worry. I will make sure to reward you handsomely for your effort by making you Employee of the Month!
You're doing fine here. I'll leave you two to figure the store out. I'm off to big and better Walmarts.
I need a drink.
This is merely step one. Soon, we'll expand. Velvet floors, fancy cuisine, live entertainment. Walmart will be the greatest store alive!
Are you crazy? What the hell is wrong with you?
Nonsense! There is no wrong! Only Walmart!
I hate losers!
I am the Junior Deputy Manager. If you stop now, I'll let you rent Shrek 2 for a week free.
Told you to clean the floors, rookie.
Okay, so maybe your methods are kind of, sort of, terrible. Which is why I'm bestowing upon you the honor of Junior Department Manager. Now, help me clean up this mess.
I'm number one!
I win!
Attention, shoppers! Freddy Fazbear's toys
are now restocked!
In aisle 14?
You fail!
All in a day's work, Junior Deputy Manager.
Yeah. Maybe listen to me from the start next time.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that anymore, dear. I quit.
After this charade, I realize I'm not built for customer service, so I must bid you adieu.
Hold up, fancy pants. You were a pain in my ass today, but you earned your pay.
Oh, my first paycheck! My first order of business is...
I'd like to buy this, please.
That'll be $21.
Hey, get back!